Walking meditation. Here are some suggestions for silent walking meditation, if you choose to do this as your mindful movement practice. If walking is not possible for you, the principle of full awareness of each part of a movement can be adapted to any repeated movement, such as lifting an arm, or even moving a finger or closing and opening the eyes. I suggest you listen to this introduction before starting the practice, and again any time you want to refresh your memory. You can then do the walking meditation without this guidance, giving full attention to the physical sensations of walking and your experience of the practice moment by moment. In life, most of us find ourselves walking at different times, and most of us can benefit from bringing more attention to the present moment when we walk, whether indoors or outdoors. Bringing awareness to walking can transform an uninteresting or unconscious mode of getting from one place to another into a rich and nurturing experience. Often we may have been rushing ahead of ourselves, our mind completely elsewhere than in our body, in automatic pilot mode. We can change this by bringing our full attention to the process and sensations of walking, with awareness of the feet connecting with the ground and the body moving through space, and also with awareness of what is around us as we walk, of ourselves as part of our surroundings. This can change the routine task of walking from A to B into a vivid and interesting experience, bringing more refreshment to the body and a greater degree of calmness to the mind. So you may decide to bring awareness to the process of walking when this is happening during your day, as a mindful activity. As well as this, or as an alternative, if you are using walking as your present formal meditation practice, set aside about 30 minutes to be doing nothing but walking. In ordinary walking, we usually have a goal or an aim. In walking meditation, there is no goal and no place to get to. The intention is simply to bring attention to the whole process of walking in as mindful a way as possible, bringing our full awareness to the body and the mind step by step while walking. Just as in the body scan, we are bringing full awareness to the sensations of the body when still, and in sitting meditation, we are bringing full attention to the in-breath and the out-breath, so in walking meditation, we bring full attention to the movement of the body while walking and to the contact of the feet with the ground. It can be helpful to start by limiting attention to the movement of the feet and legs and the sensation of the contact of the feet with the ground, as the mind can be easily distracted by what you see or hear. When your mindfulness is steady, you can expand attention to include movements and sensations in your whole body. And later, if you wish, opening your attention to awareness of your thoughts and the sounds around you, coming back to awareness of the body if you notice your attention drifting away from the present moment. Although it is fine to do walking meditation in different ways and at different speeds, a good way to start and to deepen into this practice is to choose a short path which is quiet and private, about 20 or 25 paces long or shorter, between two recognisable objects, like a tree and a stone outside, or two walls if indoors. Standing still at one end of your path, experience the body at rest, noticing when the intention to move arises, and then putting your mind fully into the movement of the body which follows this intention. It can be helpful to begin by moving very slowly, putting full awareness into the foot lifting off the ground, moving it through the air, touching back down on the ground, and the sensations of weight being transferred into that foot. Then noticing and feeling as the other foot starts to lift off the ground, the movements in the foot, ankle and leg as that foot moves forward, and the whole experience of that foot touching down and taking the body's weight. To encourage the mind to stay in focus, you may find it helpful to coordinate the movements with the breath. although this is not necessary if you find it more helpful simply to observe the sensations of walking. If you want to try timing your movements with the breath, for this slow walking, while you are breathing in, lift and move one foot through the air. Then as you breathe out, place down and bring weight into that foot, allowing the natural length of your breath to determine the speed of your walking. So each step takes one full breath. Slowly walking in this way to the end of your chosen path, then stopping and experiencing the body at rest again. Noticing when the impulse to move occurs, experiencing your body as it turns around, then starting to walk back down the path. Any time you notice that your attention has strayed, bringing it back in a firm and kindly way to the sensations in your feet and legs. As it becomes easier to pay attention to the movements of walking, you can try walking at different speeds. If you like connecting your walking and breathing, try breathing in on one step and breathing out on the next step, letting the body follow the breath and the mind follow the body. For a more relaxed walking speed, take several steps for each breath. With your attention fully focused on walking, you can let go of connecting walking and breath and allow your awareness to rest in whatever you are sensing in your body. You can also include awareness of thoughts without getting caught up in them, perhaps observing thoughts passing through the mind like clouds passing across the sky. Walking back and forth along your path, you are likely to notice the mind having thoughts about all kinds of things, perhaps making judgments about this aimless activity. That's fine. Just noticing the thoughts and letting them be, as best you can, without reacting against them or following along with them. Noticing what the mind is doing, bringing attention to that, and watching when the thoughts move out of consciousness. As you bring your attention to thoughts, you'll notice that when you're attentive, the mind doesn't hold on to thoughts in the same way. Bringing your attention back to the sensations of walking any time your mind moves into the past or the future, away from the present moment. This kind of walking meditation, up and down the same path, indoors or outdoors, is also very helpful to allow ourselves to fully experience stopping and starting. When we stop at the end of the path, we can allow this to have a kind of finality. So it's not just a pause in between two things, but a real, complete stop. Allowing everything to stop, the thoughts in your mind and any feelings, as well as the body. Stopping, allowing the mind to let go of whatever's in it, and focusing on standing. Breathing in, breathing out. Letting yourself fully experience standing, breathing, with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Just being with that letting go. Trusting that the impulse to move and start again will come, just as the in-breath will naturally follow the out-breath. Then, when an intention to move arises, starting to walk again. So, to sum up, any time when you are walking, even a short distance from one room to another, you can bring your attention to the movement of your body, especially the contact of your feet with the ground. This way, you are immediately bringing your awareness into the present and practicing mindfulness as part of your daily life. For walking meditation, you can choose a short and defined path and walk to and fro along it, stopping at each end. If you like to, start by walking very slowly, placing full attention into the movements of the feet and legs and the shifts in weight as you experience them, bringing the mind back with kindness to feeling the feet on the ground each time the attention strays. With practice, as attention becomes steadier, opening to a wider awareness of the movements of both body and mind, coming back to the feet if the mind gets lost, stopping completely, either at each end of your path or whenever you choose, letting go of everything and making a new start with the next step.